time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? We're a weekly show on msonewsports.com. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Moynihan Lumber, our sponsor, our great sponsor, longtime sponsor, keeps us going. So we can talk to great athletes like the Tardugno sisters out of Methuen and St. Anselm's. They are the softball pair that we've caught up with in the past, and we're catching up with them one more time because their careers together are officially over. Stephanie has graduated. Brooke is a sophomore, so she's got two more seasons left, and she was an All NE10 second teamer this year. She batted over 300 and almost broke the single season record for steals. So she had a productive year. Stephanie was on her way to a productive year, but it was cut short after 31 ABs and a torn ACL, which she's getting surgery on soon. So, man, best of luck to her and her health. But you're going to hear all about it. I'm going to get out of the way. We're going to catch up with the Tardugno sisters. And then after that, we're going to just give you a little MIAA Power Rankings update for the Merrimack Valley.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro back at it with our one guest segment, but it's two interviewees. It's going to be the sister tandem out of St. Anselm's and Methuen, Brooke and Stephanie Tardugno. Say it right, girls?
Yeah.
All right. Well, both on the softball team, obviously, with the Hawks. It's the Hawks,
yes.
Lady Hawks. Another good season, winning season for the team. Steph, you wrapped it up. You called it a career. Brooke, you're halfway through going into junior season next year. So we'll start with you, Steph. I mean, it's over. It's crazy. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's crazy. It still hasn't fully hit me yet, but after graduation and everything, it's finally starting to hit a little bit more.
Yeah, 100%. So how did your last year finish, like, you know, position-wise? Did you move around a little bit, different positions than years before with the Hawks?
So I started out in the same position in right field, but unfortunately, about halfway through the season, I ended up tearing my ACL. So
I didn't know that. I looked at your staff.
Yeah.
Like a 31 AB, something's going on there.
I missed the second half of the season because I was out with the torn ACL, unfortunately. So
That stinks. That's
It's all right.
You know how Tatum feels, right?
Yeah.
how did it go down?
It was actually out of practice, and I was base running, and it was non-contact. I just went down.
That's awesome. So you spent the second half, the last half of your career, watching Little Sith and the rest of the ladies.
Yep.
Yeah. So you were right field. And Brooke, what position did you play this year?
I played third base.
Okay. Was there any sister-to-sister assist throws, right field, in that limited time you had? Right to
I third? Don't think so.
Oh, not that I don't remember. Think so. It was the beginning of the season, so.
Yeah. I wonder if it might be like, unless a girl's tagging up from second, or it's like a sharp line drive to right, and then the girl from first is trying to go first and third. That'll be a use case for that play. But Brooke, you know, your season, you know, real great. I mean, if my numbers are correct, your batting average improved like almost 100 points from year.
Yeah, it did. Definitely. I was able to play a lot more this season, which was good. And just getting like more experience, more at bats definitely just helped me when I was at the plate and everything.
Yeah. Was freshman year a little more like kind of sporadic playing time? Sometimes you start, sometimes you don't kind of thing.
Yeah, I played a little bit at the beginning at third base, but there was like a senior there. And then I was mainly like a pinch runner towards the end. So I did a lot of that just to like get on base and help the team. But this year was definitely a little bit different where I like earned the starting spot at third. So I got to play like almost every game, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. So you shot, you know, all the way up to 304, you know, for a batting average, third on the team, 21 runs, hits 31. And I think the key stat in all of this is, I think, were you like so close to the stolen base record?
Yeah, for a single season, I ended with 30. And I think like for a single season, the record's either, I think it's 32.
Yeah.
So it's pretty close, but yeah, just didn't have them towards the end, I guess.
Yeah, but man, that's like, you know, basically almost like a stolen base, a game really, pretty much. And did you get like carte blanche to just go whenever you want, or you had to go on signs?
At the beginning, it was mainly signs, but then towards the end, my coach was just like, do what you want. And so I just kind of decided from there.
Yeah. How about pre-ACL injury, Steph? Were you the base stealer as well, or not yet?
Not so much.
She's fast, though.
She's fast, but I wasn't like a typical base stealer, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, your season was going, you know, on par with some of your previous seasons. You know, you finished in just that short amount of time with a 258 average. So you were getting up there. And, you know, did you feel like you had some momentum going there? And it was just.
Yeah, I definitely did, which was what made it so hard. And I was on pace to almost have 100 hits in my last season. So that would have been really nice to be able to do. But obviously. Wasn't meant to be, so.
Yeah. And then, Brooke, I know you finished with some cool, like, league accolades. That must have been pretty cool. I think you were selected to the All-NET-10 second team, correct?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Along with, it looks like one other girl from Stowe, Audrey Arsenal, and then a Merrimack Valley player, possibly Sam Ryan.
Yeah, Sam Ryan. Yeah, she's actually my roommate too.
Oh, okay. So Sam's Merrimack Valley kids. That's great. Did you guys have a rivalry in high school?
Yeah, definitely. We played Tewksbury a lot, and she was always their pitcher. So, yeah, definitely. We didn't know each other until we got to school, but now.
Yeah.
It's not playing against each other anymore, playing with each other instead.
Is Sam the pitcher for St. Anselm's? Or?
Yeah, she pitched a lot of innings this year, and she did really well.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, making that second team all NE, really cool. You know, Steph, from a coach's point of view, I guess you could call it, because you probably were following the team, encouragement, leading them. You know, being a senior, you were doing that anyway, I would imagine, but. What was that like, the post-injury, your experience? Is it something you've ever had before, or is this totally new waters?
No, I've never been out for a significant time with an injury, so this was definitely new for me. Definitely different. Never kind of being on the outside looking in. Like, it was difficult not being in there, but it also, it gave me a new perspective, and I loved being able to cheer on Brooke and the rest of my teammates. And I was able to notice little things sometimes, would try to help them out whenever I could, just doing the most, making the most out of the situation.
Yeah. And the team was like super hot. It looked like down the stretch, like winning about like 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 11, something like that. And then the last four were losses. So
yeah.
From your point of view, Steph, watching that, like from afar, like what were some of the things that were going so well in that winning streak? And then what kind of veered off a little bit down the stretch?
I think everything was clicking during the winning streak for sure. I think the pitchers were throwing well. We were playing well in the field, and the hitting was, we were clicking hitting as well. The last games, the last regular season games we played were against the team who's actually made it to the national championship, the final eight teams in Division II. Oh. And they have a really good pitcher. They have two really good pitchers, but one specifically who we just really couldn't generate anything off of her. And like, they were able to squeak a couple runs and that was pretty much it. But I wouldn't say we played necessarily bad in those games either. I think that team was definitely talented and I think they just outplayed us that day for sure.
Yeah.
And then obviously those last two games were really tough, playing a team that was seeded lower than us. I think we just had an off day. Like, I honestly have thought about it a lot and it's kind of hard to explain. I think just, we just didn't have it that day, and it was a bad day to have a bad day for sure.
Yeah. And there were competitive games down the stretch there. I mean,
yeah.
Losing to Pace two games in a row in the regular season finales, but it was 4-0, 2-3 in 9 innings. And then Adelphi, the team you're talking about that's still alive now.
Yeah. Or no, Pace is the team
that's still alive. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty, so that's an NE10 team.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it like, Brooke, facing, you know, such a high caliber team there?
Yeah, it was definitely, we came in and they had, I think they lost like one game in the last like 30 games they played. So they were like on a really hot streak and like, we knew their pitcher was going to be very good. We went in there, we competed for sure against her, but unfortunately we just couldn't get enough runs across. But no, it was definitely fun to like play a really good team, and like seeing them now, like they're the final eight teams in the country for D2, like it's cool to like say like, oh, like we played against them and we played them well.
Yeah. And when you're facing a pitcher like that, what was the thing she really, what's her out pitch, you know? Is it the high rising fastball, is it off speed stuff, or a little bit of both?
I think for her, she had a really good rise ball and she had a really good curve ball. And then she was obviously had a lot of speed. So just, we didn't see a lot of that this year with like the rise ball so much. So I think a lot of teams in the league just coming in and seeing her, it was like very different compared to like most games,
yeah.
Which made it difficult.
Yeah. Stephanie, what happens next? I mean, bachelor's is obtained already officially?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, I graduated this past Saturday.
You're gonna say, yeah.
I'm a forensic science major, so I'm hoping to work in a forensic crime lab, possibly for the state of Mass, or I'm doing some research on private crime labs in the area as well. But I'm keeping my options open. I'm not like narrowed in on anything. I have an open mind, so in the process of applying for jobs and all of that stuff now. But my surgery is this Friday, so wow. All that's going to be pushed a little bit until I start walking better and everything.
Yeah. You following the Karen Reed case?
No, actually I was for a while, but not since the summer.
Yeah. I asked cause you know, a lot of forensics experts from the state on the stage, and I'm like, maybe if she watches that, she might reconsider the job. You know, they get grilled, these poor people, like they feel like they're just scientists and they're passionate about their jobs. And then, you know, one report was a little different than what they said
right. In
the testimony, and they get grilled and they look incompetent.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
I feel so bad for them. But
mm-hmm.
But that's cool, though. So is there any like family inspiration with that kind of field, or is you totally going on your own path with this?
This is kind of all my own. Yeah.
It's like, I'm in. I want to be.
Yeah.
You must watch a ton of documentaries on this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, DNA evidence that breaks a case, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It must get you pretty excited.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I'm definitely excited to see what's to come.
Brooke, you're only halfway through. What does that mean academically for you? You got a focus right now?
Yeah. So right now my major is computer science. So I'm looking to get an internship next summer because I don't have one this summer, but I'm just looking to take more classes, continue to do well academically. And I also picked up a double major with data science and analytics. So
Yeah.
Just looking somewhere in that field for the most part, but not really sure yet.
Another one who could be on a stand in a trial with data and computers and phone extractions and all that
Definitely.
Stuff. Phone forensics is like, I'm learning all about it because of this case, this famous case that's going on now. But like summer wise, would you also entertain like some summer ball too? Is there a league lined up already for you? Or is it just workout on your own kind of thing?
I'm kind of last year. That's kind of what I did. I did a lot of like working out on my own. So I'm doing that again. Sam from Tewksbury, she lives so close. Sometimes I'll like do some live with her and she'll like throw to me. Just mainly working out, getting some hitting lessons in, doing a little bit of fielding. But other than that, just not really doing a league, but practicing.
Yeah. Are there a lot of opportunities for, you know, I know like young in college kids can play Legion baseball, for example, but what's the softball equivalent? Is there a lot of just leagues you can sort of jump into?
There's like an 18 plus like category for like AAU, but it's really not many teams out there. Like it's more just all the kids like an 18U who are like trying to get recruited and everything. So that's kind of like the main thing. And I think I've aged out of that by now. So
yeah,
I could look into something with 18 plus, but I'm not sure if like the competition like is like the same.
Exactly. Yeah. Stephanie, when all said and done now, so when you look back, I'll ask you your two favorite things about playing softball in college. I know number one is sitting to your right. That's being able to play with your sister for two seasons.
Yeah.
Know that. What's number two? You know, what is a memory you'll look back on, whether it was a big win you guys got, or just the general camaraderie with the team? Like what's going to be some of the fondest things you look back on?
Yeah, I think definitely the camaraderie with the team is something I'll miss most. Just going into the playoffs every year and like that competitiveness and just like being there for your teammate and them being there for you, just that support that I get from her and all my teammates is, well, obviously she's always going to support me, I would hope. But that's definitely something I'm going to miss, seeing them every day for sure.
Yeah. And Brooke, about your future with St. Anselm's, I mean, two more seasons to go. You pretty much got the hot corner locked up at the moment, unless some hot shot comes along and gives you a little competition.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And it's it. Like, there's no talk about, you know, Brooke, you've got a few missing pieces here. We might need you to move over someplace, nothing like that. It's like, as far as you know, I got that hot corner locked up.
Yeah, I hope so, for sure. She did talk to me a little bit at the end about possibly doing a little bit of outfield, but I'm hoping just to stay in the infield. I like playing infield a lot more. But
yeah, what did you do in high school?
I was a shortstop in high school.
Yeah, and Stephanie, what were you?
I played a little bit of everywhere. I played outfield my first 2 years, and then I played shortstop my senior year.
Yeah, gotcha. Geez, you know what we need to do? We need to add up the records of what the Tardugno sisters have done together for Methuen and St. Anne's.
Right.
Final record, now that it's all over. What can it be? Actually, what was the best season Methuen-wise when you guys were together? What would that be? Your senior, Stephanie senior
year? Yeah, my junior year and her freshman year got taken out because of COVID. So the only year we played together in high school was my senior year and her sophomore year.
And I had my ACL torn that year.
Yeah.
Now you're switching.
He was able to DH towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
But definitely probably last year was,
For what?
Just, well, in terms of playing with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this year was a lot of fun. Although my season got cut short, I really enjoyed this year. I loved seeing her succeed and do so well. Just made me feel so proud. So
yeah,
for me, I would have to say this year was probably my favorite.
Yeah, 23-16 final record for the team this year. 12-8 in the conference, and you know, I think this means that you've played a nationally ranked team, like. It says Wilmington of Delaware was number six. So that meant they were six at the time when you guys
asked them.
So yeah, definitely playing some competition. And then of course, Pace was 17, it looked like, when you played them. So crazy. In that conference tournament, losing to Delphi. They were 7 seed. What seed were you guys? You remember?
We were the 2 seed.
Also, the 2 seed. So it was a little bit of an upset there.
Yeah.
in softball. Anything can happen on a given day. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
We know we can beat these guys. We know we should. It must have been frustrating for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we got the scoop. You know, Stephanie, the primary thing is health. So we hope that the surgery goes well. And
thank you.
Brooke, we hope you stay on the in between the lines and no more injuries for the cursed Tardugno family. Like on wood, that no more ACLs. Let's get through a career, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
congrats on finishing up together. You're going to look at that the rest of your life as a fond memory, obviously. And thanks for telling the story to us about it.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
All right. Have a good one. Have a great summer. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. You too.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, it was great to have the Tardugno sisters on the show. And now we're going to move into a little MIAA Power Rankings update. These are the latest rankings from Tuesday, May 20th. That's the day we record the shows. So here we go. At the top of the Merrimack Valley heap for Division I baseball is Andover, number 7 seed at 13-3. What happened to my pal North Andover? We had them on the show, Coach Doolin, last week. They dropped a little bit. 20 seed, number 13-5. And between those two, you got Lawrence and Chelmsford, 12-13, both with outstanding winning records. So the Valley's looking great in Division I baseball, as usual. About Division II baseball, who do we got up top there? Billerica at number 17 at 10-8. And moving along to Division III, Tewksbury's at 9-10 at 27. Way ahead there is Shawshing Valley Tech at 18-0, the team out of Billerica, not in the MVC, but in the Merrimack Valley geographically. So that's a good one to watch for sure. Undefeated. Great season so far. How about some softball action? Division I, we're going to go with Central as the number one top team in the Valley at 9-12-4, Andover not too far behind at 11-12-5. Down to the 15th spot, we got 8-9 Chelmsford, and right behind on their tails, 10-6 North Andover at the 16th seed. Haverhill is your last top 25 team from the Valley at 10-8. Softball D2, trying to look to see if we got Valley teams in there. Yeah, but Rick is 8-9 at 36. And ahead of them, we do see Tewksbury as the four seed at 16-3. New coach there, Tewksbury, but doing great to get her on the line very, very soon. Boys lacks, you know, this is like a South and North Shore kind of world, but Andover's trying to crack that. They're at number four at 10-3. Central boys are 6-9 at 15, Chelmsford and Haverhill 24 and 25. Chelmsford 2 and 14, but the number 24 seed because they play in the Valley. It's crazy, right? So let's go over to boys lacrosse D2 because we know our friends at Bill Ricker are having another great season at 16 and 1, the number one seed. North Andover 8 and 9 at 11. Methuen 12 and 6, 22 seed there. Central, yeah, no, D2, I'm sorry. D2 boys lacrosse, just double checking Methuen that they are the 22. Yes, they are. So girls lacrosse, pending champ Central Catholic. Number 10 at 10 and 9, so they're struggling a little bit for their standards. Chelmsford's above them at 13 and 4, number 6, and Andover's above them at 7 and 8 as the 9 seed. Quick look at girls across Division 2, Billerica 7 and 10, the 15 seed. Methuen 13 and 4, the 18 seed. So that's going to do that. All right, well, let's call it a show. You know, we are excited about the Valley and what we can bring. We are closing in on the regular season, and before you know it, we'll be talking postseason. But thanks to the Tocdugno sisters and Moynihan Lumber, our sponsor, bringing it home. Danny Martin, the producer in the background, Paul Kelly, the owner of the show, and Rick Moore and the gang at msnsports.com. Thanks to all. We will see you next week.